Last time we covered most of what we wanted to cover as far as Tefillah Bayom, but we left out a couple small subtopics that we'll try to finish up today and then begin the sugya of Chafifa. So we had over left on the Machlokas, the Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Tam as to whether there are grounds for allowing a woman to be Toveles Bayom. Machlokas is whether Bayom HaShvi or Bayom HaShmini, two versions of Rabbeinu Tam held, if she's going to return home after nightfall. The Rashbam is a Machmir, and the Beis Yosef has the following analysis of the Rashbam. This is the end of Sif Gimel. Beis Yosef writes, L'divrei Rashbam, nira midivrei ha-Mordechai u'smag, shetzarech shelo teitzei That according to the Mordechai's version of the Rashbam, not only are we concerned that a woman can't be Toveles Bayom even if she's going to come home at night, but under normal circumstances or in regular situation, she's not even allowed to leave her house to go to the mikvah ad shetashach. There's a regular case where a woman goes to the mikvah balayla Motzei day seven, when she's supposed to, she's not allowed to leave the house. Achetavshach, im hi yotza samach chashecha, af api shekishatavo litbol kvar chashta, chayshina an shema ba'af tapsho shebimikra huzeh shebeisa tefila rachok, avalina chanami shafilu haisa latfila b'sof beisa haisa tevelas b'shazu, af api shu yom shetitzber shetfila b'yom shera. So according to this version of the Rashbam, a woman, even under normal circumstances, she's going to the mikvah Motzei day seven, but she's not allowed to leave for the mikvah Mabod Yom because, even though she's leaving because it takes time to get to the mikvah, by the time she gets, it will be night. Her daughter may think, or the Srafbitha concerned, someone may think that fundamentally you're allowed to go to the mikvah by Yom and not putting two and two together and not realize the only reason she's leaving the house by Yom is to give her enough time to get to the mikvah, so that she can be Tovelis there the light. Aval midibay Rosh, nir de lo kapid Rashbam, ela shelo titpol achetachshach, ava bezman yitzia mi beisa lo kapid. And the Rosh's version of the Rashbam is, no, the only kapeda is she can't be Tovelis achetachshach, but there's no problem leaving the home even mibol yom. So what are these two formulations that the Beis Yosef is referring to, the discrepancy between the Mordechai's presentation and the Rashbam's presentation? Mordechai's presentation is Siman Tavshin Mem Zayin, V'Rashbam Hayamatzrich Lalechas Litbol La'achar Chashecha. So he has a lashon of Hayamatzrich Lalechas Litbol La'achar Chashecha. Rashbam required that she go to be Toveles Achar Hashecha. So the Beis Yosef thinks that Laleches is critical, that you're not even allowed to leave the house to go to the mikvah until nightfall. And the Rosh, Mikvah Simulam Vav, is Rashbama Yamachmir Shalo Titbol Ashetashach. So the Mordechai adds that word Laleches, and the Beis Yosef puts a lot of stock into that Laleches, and thinks that that is dafka, that according to the Rashbam, you're not even allowed to leave the house mibod yom ad she chashecha. The Bach writes over here in Sifkatan Zion. V'nira the kol zeh mayri kisha isha rochetzes v'chofefes v'beisa v'holefes l'makom tefila. The whole discussion here and the two presentations in the Beis Yosef about the Rashbam, that's only relevant where the woman's doing the preparation for tefila at home, and then she's going to go to the mikvah. Hasam hu de'ika mishum srach bita, Lamarki dislay, lamarki dislay. So then you could consider the Srach Bita ramifications that if the mother is preparing to go to the mikveh at home, and then she's going to leave Bibo Yom, so then the daughter might think that, she's going to the mikveh in 2 minutes, or she could go to the mikveh in 2 minutes. There's no restriction on going to the mikveh by Yom. Aval kashiyesh merakot sebeisa tefila b'makom echa. But where she's going to do the preparation at the mikveh, v'isha holechas Bibo Yom l'merakot shoh shtayim kodim kashecha. But if the woman is going to do all the prep of the mikveh and she's leaving well in advance of nightfall in order to get to the mikveh to do all the chafifa preparations there, and then she's going to come home after night, so even if the mikveh is nearby, still there's no srach bita concern. In that situation, the daughter will realize that there's a lot of prep that goes in before going to the mikvah. She's not going to make that erroneous conclusion or draw that erroneous conclusion that a woman's allowed to go to the mikvah by Yoni.
Is it about if she did the chafifa at home or if there's a bathtub slash place to prepare at the mikvah? Meaning, presumably the daughter doesn't actually know that she's doing the chafifa at home as part of the whole sneeze factor of the Zohar.
Well, the sneeze factor seems to not really be at play here when we talk about srach bita.
Okay.
And obviously, the daughter knows her mother's going to the mikvah. So that's not, for whatever reason, that there's no...
Since she also knows that a chafifa was done, or she knows that the mikvah has a tub, both, either...
Sounds like she knows that that she's doing the preparation at home.
Okay.
That's what the bath sounds like. But yeah, I mean, the whole notion of srach bita presupposes a certain lack of tznius in who's aware that this woman's going to the mikvah.
Right, and then we don't just want to tell the daughter that, hey, I'm going now, but I'm going to be told about this afterwards because you can't go during the day.
So to the extent that there's a low plug, that's also part of the low plug. Maybe we're worried that the mother is not going to tell the daughter, and that's why we're gozer, and then once you have that, so it doesn't make a difference what you do, it's all included in that low plug. So this bach is quoted by the Shach in Sivkata and Vav. We had seen this Shach earlier. This is the Shach that thought that even Rabbeinu Tam was only making on day 8 and not day 7, and he should be moch against those that go to the mikvah on day 7 by Yom, by thinking they were lying to Rabbeinu Tam. So the Shach notes this this point of the Bach as well. So that's what we assume, that if a woman is going to do the preparation of the mikvah, then... excuse me. We're not concerned about any of these considerations, and that's what Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that whatever amount of time you need to prepare the mikveh before you go to the mikveh, if there are lines and there's a crowd, and it'll take more time, so you go to the mikveh whenever you need to go to the mikveh. We'll talk probably next time about Zman Chafifa in terms of the ideal time that preparations should be made. Okay. The final subtopic here is the question of when a kala goes to the mikveh or is allowed to go to the mikveh. So the Ramah in Sif Gimel writes, the kala hatovelas kodem hachupa. Hakala, sorry, Atoblos, Kod Machupa, Yecholos Litvo Bayom. The Kala going to the mikvah in preparation for her wedding is allowed to be Tavelos Bayom. The Halaban Eitz Alachasan Adalila. Because there's no possibility of Tashmish Adalila anyway. Avalachar Chupa Dino Kisharnasha. This is based on a Maril. Lashon Maril and Minhagim Nida Os Aleph is Kishatoblos Bishas and Nesuin Yechol Litbol Mibayom. May Achar De'enan Baos Eitzel Achasan Baos Ahalayla Kodem Birkas Nesuin. Since there's no opportunity for Tashmish before the Chuppah anyway, so we're not concerned, i.e., there's no Shema V'tister consideration. And we're definitely not worried, and we're not worried about Srach Bita, it sounds like, either. In the Maril sounds like he's talking about a Tefillah B'Yom Zion. I mean, the woman is now in her seventh day of her Shimon HaKiyam leading up to the chuppah. So the timing was, and it sounds like in the situation of the Maril, that the chuppah is taking place Tuesday night. So her Shimon HaKiyam are up Tuesday day. And under normal circumstances, with our calendar of tefillah, she should be going to the mikveh Tuesday night, which would be highly inconvenient because she's supposed to be at the chuppah then. So there the Maril says, she's allowed to go during the day, even though normally we say don't do that because of Shema Tira V'Tistor. There's no Shema Tira V'Tistor because there's no possibility of Tashmish Bayom. And presumably, he doesn't address this directly, but presumably he's assuming that there's no Srach Bita either because the low plug of Srach Bita wouldn't extend Akadekach, the situation of a column. But sounds like, according to the Maril, if the chuppah is going to be bayom, so then there's no kula to speak of, because then you do have the possibility that maybe shema tira v'tistor. So that's what the Maril sounds like, which makes the shach hard to understand. The shach in Sukkot and Tess writes, near the Hainu Dafka Lididan, Shakalos Enon Tovlos Bizayan, Bashvi, Kamosha Gasav, Lubusim Kuf Sadi Vav, Sifkatan Kaf. To look back, that was in our previous discussion of Poletes, where the Shach noted Kuf Sarivav Sifkatan Kaf. Afilu Kala Eina Seferis Shivinakiyim Ad Yom Hei L'Riyasa. And even though, strictly speaking, there shouldn't have been any need for the Chumra Poletes, but the Minag is Kala still wait the 5 days of Poletes. Even though there's no real reason for that chumra, the shatatak is the hatu lakala shemiyad shetis abitara tispor shivinakiyim. Yes, what does the shach mean that the Dida and Kalos don't go to the mikvah on day 7?
That means that we keep the Kuman Polet for Kal.
Yeah, but that's still day 7 for her count. No? If we keep the Midaga Poletas, that means that she's doing a Hefzik Tara on day 5, and then she's starting her Shiva Nekiyim. So whenever she starts her Shiva Nekiyim, isn't day 7 still day 7?
It's not really day 7 from when she actually opting them.
That's true, but that's true for anyone. The minag of, or the din of not going to mikvah, but Yom HaShvi in general, that's whatever Yom HaShvi of your count is, irrespective of when mikra din you should have started counting.
I thought you were saying that the cool to go during the day is only, it's not really Yom HaShvi. She would not be mapping people.
But that's her Yom HaShvi. However you calculate when day 7 is, at the end of the day, that's day 7, and if the din of, or the restriction on Tula B'Yom applies, that should apply anyway. But either way, so I'm not sure why that's connected to not keeping the Chumra Poletus for Kala. But either way, well, the shot's bottom line point is that this Kula the Ramah to allow a Kala to go to the Mikvah B'Yom, that's only if it's not B'Yom HaShvi. That's only if it's post Yom HaShvi. But when if a kala does go to the mikvah on day 7, ola didan im ira la tefila b'zayin kagon shenis kalkula b'yimei sfirasa da'az tovelas miyad la'achar zayin, or if you have to push off the count and now she ends up going to the mikvah on day 7, the Shach thinks that the Kula of the Maril is only if it's post day 7, because there's no Sraf Bita, but Shema V'tir V'tistar on day 7 would still be a consideration. It's hard to understand how that fits into the Maril. That's not what the Maril sounds like. That's what Dagmar Bava says over here. Dvar Tzarachian. The Hatter Mishum, Che'em Vivian Asa Eitzel Chasan, Imkeni Efshelavo Labila Sava. So that's not the Maril is talking about. There's no Shematir Vitistor because no possibility of Tashmish on that day anyway. He says, nevertheless, Lom Lo Libo Shal Amin Chaziak of Lachok Alashach. The Torah Shalom raises this issue also. But he's not willing to take on the Shach Lemaisa. And the Dagmar Bava says, B'Shach Sitzchak, nearly the Yisdaiti Lahakel. Ava Ba'ofin Shelo Yami, the Rokopa, I'd say Sitzchav and Mamish. The Dagmar Bava also is reluctant to argue on the Shach, even though he finds it hard to understand. But he says, B'Shach Sitzchak, he could be makel to allow Tfila by Yom HaShvi, as long as the Chuppa will only be Ba'Laila Mamish.
Sort of
down
Chinur,
closer
to the wedding,
like
it's a
chamber history
type of thing.
I don't think so. I mean, our cheshbon of when you go to the mikvah takes into consideration down Chinur. That's why the Chumra, the Ramah, that you can't wait more than 72 hours between the two, 4 days. So that's 96 hours, 4 days. Yeah, so we're not worried about down Chinur more than within that window. So that's what Dagmar Bava says, that as long as if there needs to be a tefillah by Yom HaShvi, B'Shach Sitzchak, you can do it as long as the chuppah will be after Seisa Kuchavim. It sounds like the Dagmar Bava insists that the chuppah itself has to be after Seisa Kuchavim. And some are makel that even if the yichud is after seisa chachamim, that's enough. You know, the chuppah is have a banish washer's chuppah, and then you have yichud after balayla. That might be enough as well. That's what the Badr Shulchan assumes. So some are mako like that. The Aruch HaShulchan, yeah.
Did you mention the Yom Tzad also holds the one arguing the Shach?
The Taras HaShulchan. Also holds it. Also holds like the Taras HaShulchan says that he doesn't understand the Shach, but it's hard to, not willing to argue on the Shach Lamaisa. The Aruch HaShulchan says, okay, but B'Shach HaShulchan, you can be Mekel as long as the Chuppah is Akritzis. The Aruch HaShulchan in Oth Tes Vav is willing to be makel even further, that in a shas o'clock situation, based on the principle of the Maril, that if a woman is at a regular Yom HaShvi'i, far enough from her husband that she couldn't possibly travel and reach her husband before Tzeis, so then Aruch HaShulchan, based on this, is willing to be mako, perhaps under certain circumstances, to allow a tefillah bayom. And Rabbi Kar points out in his Be'er Halacha here, that's hard to accept, because anyway, we have this very broad low plug when it comes to Srach Bita. So aside from the specific situations where we discuss the mako bayom HaShvi, or own a situation by Yom HaShmini, short of that, there's a very broad low plug of Srach Bita, and it's hard to argue that you have license to be more makel.
What Srach Bita extends to so far, I mean, this whole side of the argument is when there's not a daughter in the picture, like
what's
us.
As we pointed out, that's Rav Bita's, the low plug is Bita's Ladafka, even if there's no one else, Xerif still applies.
But wasn't that at least in the case where she could have a daughter here? It's like us.
Right, so that's what we're saying, by a Kala who's not yet married, so then we don't necessarily extend that low plug. But that's the only case.
But they're extending it.
Yeah, Hashokum is extending it. Right, so that's what we're pointing out, that the Aruch HaShulchan is hard to accept. Lamaisa, Kala's, at least in America, I think the general practice within the window of when you could calculate the Kala going to the mikvah for the chuppah, the general practice is that a Kala goes to the mikvah by Yom L'Chachila, not the day of the wedding. That's a little bit hard to maneuver, more typically the day before or within that acceptable window. Then it's more benachas, than going to the mikvah balayla for the first time, where there's the regular tumult or whatever goes on in the mikvah balayla.
You rely upon
talking
about eating
the kafila? No, beyond day 8. Maybe. So you calculate it so that it's that would be day 8, and then if it's within your window of the 4 days of Ramah, so that I think is common practice. If it needs to be day 7, so they're making it to be day 7. Okay, so let's move on to Siman Kuf Sadi Tes and the sugya of Chafifa. Gemara tells us in Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, the list of Takanos Ezra, and one of Ezra's Takanos was Chafifa. There are 4 lines to the bottom. Should the isha chofefes v'toveles? We're not defining chafifa yet. For our purposes, as a placeholder, let's just define it as preparations before the mikvah to make sure there are no chatzitzos. Shetei isha chofefes v'tovelos. Ask the Gemara, deraisa hi. That's not the kind of answer, that's a din deraisa. Detanya, v'rachas es b'saro b'mayim. Shelo yehe davar chotzeit b'im b'saro l'mayim. Es b'saro, es atafel b'saro mayini yuseyar. So isn't this all included in the deraisa, that you have to ensure that there are no chatzitzos? You can't be tovelos with the chatzitza. So you have to make sure there is no chatzitza. That's all bechlal, the din d'araisa. Says the Gemara, Amri d'araisa li'iyune dilma nikter. The d'araisa is to be ma'ayin, to make sure that there are no knots. Inami ma'us midi mishim chatzitza, or to make sure that there was no dirt that could constitute a chatzitza. Vasa'iyu tikin chafifa. Walk in Ezra, and it's misakein, an additional level of chafifa as part of the pre-tvila preparations to make sure that there are no chatzitzas. Okay. So what is the intent of this term chafifa? Aruch HaShulchan writes, the beginning of Simon Kuf Sadi Tess. So he presented as follows. There are three things a woman needs to do before tefillah. One of them, which is a din d'araisa, is iyun mishmash, to check and to feel all parts of the body and the hair that there's no chatzitza, there are no knots, there's no dirt. That's from Rechas es Bisaro Bamayim. And then Ezra was misakein that a woman should be chofefes. What does chafifa mean? So he notes, Rashi says different things in different places. Rashi here in Bava Kamma says chafifa b'masrei. Chafifa is with a comb. However, the Mishnah says in Nazir, Membezim and Aleph, Nazir Chofef Umefaspes, Aval Lo Sorek. Just pull out another, please. Yeah. That a Nazir is allowed to be chofef umefaspes. What does Rashi say? Chofef umefaspes. Chofef kamo chofef alav kohayom lashon megared. The megared means to scrape. I don't know how Rashi on Chumash chofef alav kohayom translates chofef as hover, right? That the Shekhinah hovers over Chelkas B'Yamin. So this is a different shot in Chofef. How would you trip? The Megare means to scrape. So what does that mean? Chofef alav kol hayom? How does Chofef in Zosa Bracha mean scrape in that context? I was looking around at the Mefarshim on Chumash. I didn't see anything that sounds like that. I'm not sure. So take a look. But anyway, whether or not, however that fits in the pasuk, let me know what you figure out. Rashi says there, chofef is to scrape. Mifaspeis, shemafritz, arasov, zumizu, to separate the hair. But you can't be so rake, you can't comb it. So there, obviously, chofef doesn't mean so rake. Doesn't mean using a masreik, because that's a contrast in the Mishnah between chofef and sorek. You can be chofef, but you can't be sorek. So there, Rashi says chofef is megared, to scrape. And then Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Pei Aleph, says chofef is machlik sarot, separate the hair. And Rashi, Shabbos Nunam Beis, says Chofeif is to use Neser V'chol, to use detergent, soap and sand. So Rashi, in four different places, translates or defines Chofeif four different ways. Either comb, or scraping, or separating, detangling hair, or using detergent. So what's the meaning of chafifa? So the Aruch HaShulchan suggests that chafifa is a catch-all term to include all of these. That chafifa, the Aruch HaShulchan says etymologically, is milashon chichach, milashon rubbing. And the chachech bakosa. And he puts a Rashi in brachos like that of vavim and aleph, given maskal michufya. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that could be accomplished different ways. You can rub with your hands, you can rub with detergent, you can rub with a comb. So it's a catch-all term that describes the action of rubbing or using your hands to determine that there's no chatzitza. So that could be done in different ways, and that explains why Rashi uses different terms in different places. The chafifa is the generic term for these kinds of hands-on preparations to ensure that there's no chatzitza.
So it's not, you could choose any of the four?
We'll talk about la lacha, but in terms of now we're just talking etymology. Now we're just defining the word.
So when you said you could rub it in any of these ways, it means like any of them or all of them?
So we're not up to anything lalach yet. We're just talking about, in theory, the term chafifa could include different actions. Okay. And then he notes that there's a Yerushalmi, the end of the second parak of Psachim, which Tosfos quotes back here in Nida on Samach Vav on the days Dibur Maskel im Samach, Samach Vav on the Dibur Maskel im Samach, and Nida Chofefes Visarekes Vitoveles. That a Nida performs Chafifa and performs Srika. That sounds like Chafifa and Srika are two different things. And it says that's Lashon HaTur, that a woman is Chofefes Seyar Rosha and Sorekes B'Masreik. So that might indicate that there are two elements of Takanas Ezra. There's Chafifa, which may include the other types of preparations, rubbing, scratching, but Srika is something distinct. Okay, so we'll come back to the parameters of this shortly. Now, even to the extent that Rashi here, or Rashi and Bava Kamma emphasizes Masreik, we'll see that isn't necessarily the full definition of kafifa for Rashi lahalacha. Sidrei Tara points out in Sifkat and Tess that even according to Rashi, there are presumably multiple elements of kafifa. If kafifa means girud, scraping, which is what we just saw, doesn't mean that Rashi doesn't also require using water, which we'll see is clear in other Rishonim that that's a necessary component of Chafifa. So before talking about what exactly Chafifa involves, there is a Machlokas Rishonim as to where is the line between what's the Raisa and what is Takanas Esther. So Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Beis, Yuma Maskel in Samach HaChafifa Tila. The Tosfos quotes the position of Rabbeinu Shmaya, in some printings it's Rabbeinu Shmarya, B'Shem Rashi, that Chafifa is B'chol Aguf. Chafifa is not limited to hair. Chafifa is b'chol haguf. To the extent that Rashi wrote in Bava Kamma, it's been masreg. Masreg obviously makes only makes sense if it's on hair. It can't comb anything other than hair. So here, Rabbeinu Shmaya is saying to Shem Rashi that chafifa is shayach b'chol haguf. What's the raya? So number one, Shabbos kuf kaf amidays. That if a person has shame, kasav abasara, has shame Hashem written on his skin, so it says, lo yachuf. And we're talking about chafifa on a shame abasara. Obviously, chafifa is not limited to seyah. So it says, that's not such a raya because our Gemara doesn't have lo yachuf, it has lo yirchatz. Then there's no raya. Raya number two, the Gemara Samachayim Beis onto Samachasim and Aleph. So there, the Gemara has a Maisa by the Amorayim where a woman hadn't done the necessary preparations to allow her to go to the mikvah. So the Gemara there, and that back and forth, has the expression, Dodi chasart, Tishniki chasart, Abdi chasart, were you lacking the ingredients necessary to do the proper preparations? Were you lacking an eved to bring the water? Were you lacking pots or kettles to heat it up? So that Abdi Chasart, were you lacking a vadim to draw the water? It sounds like you need a lot of water. If you only have to do chafifa in your hair, you don't need so much water. So that's the rayas that Rabbi Ishmael brought. The shame Rashi that chafifa is b'chol aguf, and then tells us what's Rabbeinu Tam. That's not such a raya, and Rabbeinu Tam held that chafifa is only b'seyar, only on the hair, and that's the position of Rav Rishonim. That technically speaking, in principle, the requirement of chafifa mitakanas ezer is only on the hair, meaning that min haTorah, all you need is Ian. You have to check visually, or maybe even b'mishmash visually, and then feeling that there's no chatzitza anywhere in the body. And Takanas Ezra is that there's an extra layer of checking that you have to do by performing chafifa on the hair. In the Tosfos in Bava Kamma, So there, it tells the quote to Bein Tam as saying it's only the Sar Harosh, as opposed to the Ramban, the Rashba, and other Rishonim, that no, it's all the hair on the body, even other parts of the body. That's what the Shach quotes in Sifkat and Aleph, here in the beginning of Kipsadi Tess. The Machaber writes, Tzvicha la'diach beis ha'shachi beis ha'starim shalah b'mayim, the list of Seir Rosh Yafa b'masreik. So the Shachos of the Ramban, that the Takanas Ezer Chafifa is B'chol Makom Seir Shabbat. Any area that has hair. So says the Rashba. But notwithstanding this Rabbeinu Shmaya, Rabbeinu Shmaya, B'shem Rashi, that the Takana of Chafifa was in the entire body, Rabbeinu Tam and the Chach Besvard assume that it's limited to hair. Rabbeinu Tam only Sar Rosh, and the other Rishonim hair in other parts of the body as well. Nevertheless, Tosfos concludes, that even in principle, chafif is only required for seyar, but the minhag is that we do chafifa b'chol gufa. That's what the Machaber goes on to say, v'tach of kol gufa, v'tishta b'mayim chanin, v'shas chafifas gufa v'sara. That's what the Shach quotes in Sifkat and Beis, that this is the minhag lahachmir to do chafifa b'chol haguf. So what exactly, yeah.
The Machaber quoted in the Bein Tam version. He said, the Sok Sarah Rosha. And then right before the Shach, the Shach arguing on the Machaber, or is he just saying when the Machaber said, Rosha really means Komakam Sarah?
Well, the Mechaber does require he begins by saying Tzvicha la'diach beis ha'shachi beis ha'starim shalah b'mayim. So you need water for the hair and the beis ha'shachi the beis ha'starim as well. Right? Tzvicha is only shayach b'sar rosha. You're not going to comb the same beis ha'shachi beis ha'starim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you wouldn't need to be Madiyah Beis HaShachi Beis HaStarim B'mayim either. He's quoting those we've shown him that express it more directly. I don't think he's saying that's against the Mechaber. Now, that is a Gemara, that you have to be You have to be Madiach Beis Astarim. Right? That's the Gemara on Samech Vav. Yeah, so that din.
What's fine? It's very bad that the shach is saying that that din of Rava was first consensus.
No, that din of Yilamid Adam Asad Beisa Shedei Isha Madicha Beis Kmatab Amayim is true, even if you assume that Chafifa is limited to Seyar Harosh. I mean, even if you assume like Rabbi Natam, that even if it's like a minute of time, that the din of chafifa, the Kohen says, is only Seir Rosh, there's still a lacha that you have to be madiach based kvata. So so that's distinct from the din of chafifa. That's another. Is that just an eitz atova? There's a formal takanas ezra of chafifa, but the olam yilamid on the mizalch base. So it's a good idea to be madiach based kvata. Yeah, so if Chafifa applies to all Sayar, then it would apply to the Beis HaKabbat and Beis HaStarim also.
Are those Mukamos Sayar? Don't some of the
Shonim
say that
Beis Kvata is Beis Hashachis, so there's hair there.
Don't
There you do need hadacha. Lachal the shara guf, meaning when there's no sayar, is lo by hadacha. Right? So that is that if, according to Benatam, that the takanas ezra of chafifa is limited to sayar rosh. So then this is an Eitz HaTova k'mashmal and Avrava. That's a good idea to be Madiach Kmata. After all, if it's Beis HaStarim, then even if there is a Chatitza there, so Chatitza would still be a problem because of Kolomai Labila. So it has to be Rai Labi Asmayim, even if the word doesn't actually get there, B'Shas Tefila. So it's a good idea to make sure that there's no, to do extra due diligence to make sure there's no chatzitza there. But short of that, it's not part of the formal takanas chafifa. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam would say. But if you assume like the Rov Rishonim, that the takanas chafifa applies to all sayar in the body, yeah, I think that's precisely what the Tam says. That pebeis shete isha chafefes, That's what he's saying. Chatifa is dafka b'sayar, and based on star and based on that, that's a separate din or lechachila requirement of hadacha. But if chatifa includes kol aguf, kol asayar rather. Then what's the separate maimer of Rava? I don't think so, because according to Mas Rishonim, you need the Mayim for Chatifa to see soon. Okay, so let's keep that in mind. Try to figure that out as we go on. Okay. No, the Shach says that, just points out that the position of Rav Rishonim is that the requirement of Chafif extends to all Sayar, not just Sayar Rush.
Which is different than what the Shach says?
No, not necessarily. And does anyone think the Mechaber means to limit the Chafif and the Sayar Rosh? Okay, yeah. And the liquid. The Torah quotes three positions. He quotes Ibn Ishmael, Ibn Rashi, he quotes Ibn Atam, and he quotes Ramban. It's not clear in the Beis Yosef, I don't think, what the Akhra is. So you're right, Gabe, that the Gon seems to be saying the Mechaber is like the Rebbeinu Tam. And the Shach is saying Lahalacha, it's like the Ramban. I assume he was leading that into the Mechaber, but maybe not. Okay. We'll add that to our homework for next time also. Okay, so we said that min haTorah, there's a requirement of Iyun. Hakadosh answered that there's a requirement of Chafifa. Machlokes, whether that requirement of Chafifa extends only to Seir Rosh, to all Seir, or Kol HaGuf. But what is the difference between Iyun and Chafifa B'Pala? So the Ritva writes, Samach Vavah M'Veiz, Diva Maskol Nim Seis Lameid. Mashma, the Iyune Darmina Midaraisa Hainu Bidika Gredasa. That the Iyun that we're talking about in the Torah is simply checking. Afila Shalom B'Mayim, without water. Shalom B'Masrek, no comb. You just run your fingers through your hair. The shalav rechitza klal. So the iyum in a Torah is just not using any implements. It's checking by running your fingers through your hair. The esra tikein chafifa b'masreik b'mayim chamin b'malkum sayach and esra smasakein. Using hot water and using a comb. Then he quotes the Ravid, then no, even Iyun min haTorah requires rechitza. And the difference is that for Iyun is sufficient to use cold water, and for Chafifa you have to use hot water.
As we're metaking the temperature of the water?
That has to be hot water. Hot water is more effective in removing chatzitzos, so the takana of chafifa is to use hot water. If you look in the Ramban, in his Halachos, beginning of Perek Tes, Dina Torah, Shetaya Tovelas Ma'ayenes Va'atma Samakutvila, Ubodakas Kalgufa Shema Yeshva Darakotis Kutvila. The Ezra Bastino, Titnu Shetayisha Kofefes Rosha, Vakol Sayar Shabbat, Vimayim Chamin. So, Mina Torah, like what the Ritva says, you don't need any water. And Ezra's takana was to use hot water. And that's what the Ramban has more of a herchava in its Kiddushim here as well. The Ramban, well, then the Ramban goes on to say that use a comb as well. That's in Halacha Beis, that Masrekos Asad Omifes Pesas. We'll see the Ramban. We'll talk about, I think we'll get to it next time, whether a comb is Ma'akev, whether Ramban does have a comb at least as a possibility. But either, all the Chachmei Sfarad agree that Chafif requires Ma'im Kamim. Question is whether the both the Ravid and Rabban Ritva agree that Chafifa requires Mayim Chamin. Point of Machlokis is whether even pre-Chafifa even requires any kind of water or no water at all. So the Rabban Ritva assume that the Iyan Minotaur doesn't require any water. The Takanas Ezra is to require Mayim Chamin. But the Ramban and the Rashba then write, the Rashba here in our sugya, Niwa idna nohu kulunashi, l'nishtav kol gufayu b'chamimi, da shaprinahu. That even though technically speaking, the takana of chafif is only on seyar, but the minhag is that women use hot water and the entire body. Umiyu ilo avdi hachi v'tavlan asa latvila, kemen d'chayfi mekom seyar b'chamin, then the Ikar Adin, even post Hakadosh Ezra, all you need to do is Ian B'chol Aguf and Chafifa B'Seyar. L'chachila, the minhag is how we do Chafifa B'chol Aguf as well. But if a woman only did Chafifa B'Seyar, as long as she did Ian B'chol Aguf, then the tefillah would be a sufficient tefillah. Now, the way the Ramban says this is a little bit more, one second, Yanni. The Ramban says a little bit more forcefully, Niyam min haga, this is a chidushim, Niyam min haga dinagin nashi l'nishtaf kule gufa b'chamim b'shas chafifa mishum mekomo saseyar shabaguf hu dekriri mimashri lehu. So the minhag is to wash the entire body in hot water. And that's the mashmos of that gemara. Avdi chasarta, duli chasarta, tistiki chasarta. Sounds like you need a lot of water. V'cheinuch mi ribbonos yisrael la'atzban. V'amavir minhag zeh yimateach al ha'amud. And if someone violates this minhag, you should beat him up.
See that?
The Ramban. So the Rashba doesn't have this severe consequence for violating the minhag. The Ramban just says, if you don't do it, it's a kashrut tefila. The Rashba. And the Ramban says, if you don't do it, then it may be a kashrut tefila, but you should beat the person up. But the Shach in Sivkat and Beis notes that Chafifa Skolagum is only a chumra. Nikra Din, you only need Chafifa Sar. And it sounds like the Shach wouldn't beat such a person up for violating this minhag. Yeah, Yoni.
Just the Chafifa B'chol Aguf is the washing the whole body in hot water,
yeah.
Or it's washing and then doing the combing on Kol Seyar
Shabbat. Are you asking about the order or?
No, just the definition of Chafifa B'chol Aguf.
Chafifa B'chol Aguf would be washing the entire body in hot water. Warm water. Just go a few more minutes and we'll wrap up for today. If you take a look at the Mechaber in Sifches, the Mechaber writes, Bimei Chol, Em Chafafa Ve'ina Atma Hayom, V'tavo Belel Yom Acher, also La Tfila B'diavet. So here we're talking about the time frame, if there's a gap between Chafif and Tfila, which we'll talk about Mitzvah Hashem next time. Afi Shalhayu Chafifa B'dika Samachu Tfila, Aval Em Lo Chafafa Klal Lo Asa La Tfila. If a woman didn't do Chafifa, the tefillah doesn't count. Afa pisha ina ba'atzma the gufa. Even if she did ir. Afila chafafa miyad afar tefillah basarka b'masreik l'matzah shem nima k'shura l'asla tefillah. The ein sarach lomar in chafafa b'malkum seyar v'lo ina b'shar gufa shelo asla tefillah she'ina gufu d'varta. So, if you lack chafifa, it's no good because you violated Takana Sezra. And if you didn't do Ina, it's no good because that's a requirement min HaTorah. So if you wash the entire body in hot water, but you didn't, and you combed, but you didn't do an Ina, you didn't check, that's no good. Says the Taz, Sifkat and Dalid, Tach of Kalgufa, this is back in Sifalif. Lushana Masha, Divina Tchila Ian of Bidika Bakalgufa, the Achakach Tasa Chafifa Bakalgufa. That you have to check, and then you do Chafifa. Utamua. The Milo Sagi the Chafifa is called a Guflachur. Right? Azba Dekas Kamke. And if you're watching yourself, so included in that washing is a bedika. Then look at bedika gedol mizu. The alpha pisha ena roa b'makom shachafefes sagi b'hachi. Then okay, they have to ask the rosha b'makom shi'efshel l'liros. So ian can't mean that you have to actually look at every part of your body because you can't physically do that. The lowest v'chum is that shetira l'chaverta. Shetara l'chaver, they don't require that someone else looks at you. There's no requirement that someone has to assist you in your Iyun. So obviously Iyun can't mean that you visually observe every part of your body. That by touching, that's a kiyum of Iyun. If you're going to wash it, that's better than touching. Ever pasha shebehima ayenas abodekes atzma b'shasa chafifa daya b'kach. That if she is ma'ayenas during the chafifa, that's sufficient. Ve'ein tsarach b'dika miyuchad nestafka. Doesn't have to be two stages. Doesn't have to be an iyun stage followed by a chafifa stage. If she's doing the chafifa and she's touching herself while she's washing herself, then that is sufficient. Rabbi Morgenstern points out, that's what it sounds like in the Kitzur Piskei Rosh. The Kitzur Piskei Rosh, when he talks about Chatifa, doesn't mention a requirement of Ian. So it sounds like even if nechla lechafifa, why don't you do a chafifa? So mamela, you're doing a sufficient iyun. And the Sidre Tara, Sifkat and Hey, argues on the Taz. He says, no, that iyun lechud v'chafifa lechud. You could do iyun while you're doing chafifa, but chafifa in of itself doesn't accomplish iyun. And he points to the Rashman Torah Sabayas, who writes that you need both iyun and chafifa. If you just wash yourself and you didn't do anything else, you didn't visually observe and you didn't warm the mashmash the rest of your body, just went into a bath and left it at that.
Did the Taz say that you need to be touching yourself? Is it like a male looking thing? Because you said you have to touch yourself, but like you have to do the mishmash.
Yeah. So what you're saying is that even though the Taz initially sounds like he's saying, once you do chafif, you don't need anything else. But in the end, he says, it sounds like they're at least need that bedika b'shas chafifa. And then even the Siddur Tar himself says, and the Taz himself says that you need bedika b'shas chafifa, and that counts as a bedika and Ian, you don't need a separate Ian before that. So you're saying that doesn't sound like there's much of machlokas in practice.
Or at all. No. What does it mean to do independently?
So that would mean that you do, first you do an Ian, first you check before any water, and then you rinse everything, and then you wash everything. But the Siddur Tara says that you don't have to do it. It's sufficient to do the Ian during the Chafifa. Unless what the Taz is saying at the end is you don't need that, but that definitely would work. In principle, you don't even need that. And even if they tell me you need it, then if you do Bidika B'Shas Chafifa, that would be enough. Okay, let's think about that for next time also. Okay, I'm sorry I went over. We'll stop here for today. Try to clarify all the things we left unclear. And pick up again on Wednesday.